1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. The consumer watchdog says it's vital that promised supermarket discounts are genuine. The ACCC has launched court action against Coles and Woolworths, alleging they spiked prices on products before dropping them, making the savings look bigger. Chairwoman Gina Cass-Gottlieb says many customers were already raising questions after what was being offered by the down-down and prices dropped offers.
Where consumers were saying these programs are not delivering genuine price discounts because we can see what was the length of the prior price, and they even charted what they had seen, and then a quick price spike and then the price is higher.
Plans are being put in place to prepare the state's hospital system for the potential impacts of tomorrow's nurses' strike. Members of the Nurses and Midwives Association will walk off the job from 7 a.m. for 24 hours. The union has rejected an interim pay rise offer of 3% as recommended by the Industrial Relations Commission. The Health Minister says some patients booked for elective surgery will have their procedures rescheduled. The federal opposition says the costings of its nuclear policy will be independently verified. Liberal leader Peter Dutton has used a key speech in Sydney to promote nuclear power and attack renewables, but he still hasn't outlined how much the coalition's proposal for 7 nuclear reactors would cost or how much electricity would be generated. Mr Dutton insists the information will be announced in due course.
We'll have it in good time. It will be independently verified, and it will show a cost differential which is significant in favour of nuclear coming into the mix. It's an investment our nation can and must undertake.
Tenants could soon have better access to free and convenient ways to pay their rent, along with greater flexibility for pet-friendly rental options. The reforms are part of a broader strategy by the state government to modernise the rental landscape and promote a fairer rental market. Premier Chris Minns says these efforts are focused on making New South Wales an attractive place to live.
When you've had, not this last year, but the year prior, double-digit increases in rent, very unfair, generationally unfair to young people that we want to live and work and start families and join communities in New South Wales. If they don't have a roof over their heads and they can't get access to reasonable rent, they will go.
Housing experts are warning property taxes are slowing the delivery of new homes. New modelling shows temporarily suspending the charges could support the development of more than 100,000 new homes over the next 5 years. Property Council of Australia Executive Director Katie Stevenson says pausing the fee would significantly boost supply.
What we're calling for is a temporary suspension of developer contributions paired with upfront government investment to make sure that we can build the homes that our community so desperately needs, but also the important infrastructure that goes along with them.
Around-the-clock workers will form a key part of reinvigorating the state's nighttime economy. The government wants to expand the 24-hour workforce to create safer precincts and offer more services outside traditional operating hours. Minister for the Nighttime Economy, John Graham, says the lights-out culture needs to change.
No one's really giving a thought to what's happening after dark and the 1 in 5 workers who are living like that. When they get a coffee, when they get a meal afterwards, when can they go to the gym? How can they access the postal services? That's the discussion we want to have as a part of this strategy.
And we're being told to expect some smoke over Sydney, with hazard reduction burns being carried out in parts of Palm Beach and Penrith.
Hope Sport.
Tony Popovich has been unveiled as the new coach of the Socceroos. The former Wanderers glory and victory coach is taking over from Graham Arnold. Popovich says he's excited by the prospect of guiding the Socceroos to the 2026 World Cup.
Coaching the Socceroos is, you know, probably a dream come true as a coach. You never know if it will pop up or if the timing is right, but I'm extremely honoured, proud.
And the AFL's Brownlow Medal will be awarded tonight. Collingwood's Nick Dacos is one of the leading contenders.
Hope weather.
sunny this afternoon, winds northwest to northeasterly at 15 to 20 kilometres an hour, then becoming light later this evening. Right now it's 23 degrees in the city, 28 in the west. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, heading to tops of 25 degrees. Wednesday, hot with a late shower, tops of 30 forecast. Thursday, showers and windy, a top of 18. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen.
Hope 103.2. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care Western Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care Western Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
What do you imagine a survivor of the Rwandan genocide would tell you? At this year's New College Lectures, Dr. Antoine Rutayusiri will be speaking on the power of forgiveness and finding peace and healing. For 3 nights, this Tuesday to Thursday, station sponsor New College presents survivor of the Rwandan genocide, Dr. Antoine Rutayusiri. These 3 free lectures are hosted at New College on the Uni of New South Wales campus. For more info, go to the events page on the New College UNSW website.
In North Parramatta, we have a 5-car crash with heavy delays eastbound on James Hughes Drive approaching Kissing Point Road. In Beacon Hill, it has a reduction burn that's got an eastbound lane closed on Warringah Road just past Beacon Hill Road. The M5 building quickly heading westbound through Moorbank approaching Moorbank Avenue. As your home is packed as peak hour traffic, safely store the things you love with Storage King. Visit storageking.com.au. The Kings of Storage, Moving and More. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Life and Hope 103.2.
You're listening to Hope Drive. It's a Monday Arvo Sharma with you. And, oh my goodness, Ratatouille is one of those movies that I think everyone just has a special place in their hearts for. But I don't think many of us would want to see it in real life. Unfortunately for some travellers, some passengers on an airplane, they lived out a true Ratatouille. I will let you know more after Jess Glynn, it's a friend of mine.
One word, one vibe, took a wrong turn on the wrong night. I hope you're doing alright, 'cause I know feels like. Can't say back what I did yesterday. That one time was my bad, my mistake. Oh, my hands up, I was wrong. You show love in every single way. Was in my palm and threw it all away.
1032.
Don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fault. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, he will make your heavy light. Don't worry, this love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Weighed down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying. Why I'm always running when you're telling me? Telling me don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fault. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, you will make your heavy light.
Got the shoulders for the burdens I'm bearing. Broke down and pulling over by the wayside. Was never made for this type of way. So I throw my hands up and my load gets lighter. I throw my hands up and then burn like fire. Float up to heaven like the smoke in the air. I flip my worries in the prayer, leave them right there.
Don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright.
You can see him through God's eyes. If you can only see him through God's eyes, yeah. I know you're promising God's eyes. If you can see him through God's eyes, yeah. He's right on time, right on time.
Just lay it down, it's not your fight.
It's Toby Mac, Aaron Cole on Hope 103.2.
No, rien de rien.
And Ratatouille is one of those movies that we all love. Like, it's just so wholesome, so well made, so cute. The idea of a little mouse living out his chef dream. But it's also one of those movies that, you know, you want it to stay a movie. You would never want to see it in real life. But unfortunately, for passengers traveling from Norway to Spain, that happened. They saw little Remy running around out in public. He exposed himself. So this was a Scandinavian Airlines flight that was traveling from Oslo to Spain. And it was forced to make an emergency landing in Denmark. And in the end, the passengers were put onto another flight to get to their original destination. So an airline spokesperson has said that the diversion was in line with the company's procedure as the mouse posed a safety risk. So there are strict restrictions surrounding rodents on board planes as they can chew through electrical wiring. And they've said that this is something that happens extremely rarely. We've established procedures for such situations, which also include a review with our suppliers to ensure that this does not happen again. Hopefully Remy was caught and then released so that he could, you know, live out his chef dreams somewhere else and maybe keep hidden so that this doesn't happen again.
Did
Did all your dreams come crashing down? Feels like no one hears you now. Did all the good things fall apart? Got so much anxious in your heart. I know that pain. You are not alone today. Even in troubled waters, even on shaking ground, you can find rest in the Father. Lay your worries down. He won't leave your side. He won't fail you now. You can find rest in the Father. Lay your worries down. He will calm your restless soul. Remind you he won't.
Hope 103.2.
Then everything.
Turbulent Skies, it's Lauren Daigle on Hope 103.2. And speaking of turbulent skies, we're just talking about a flight from Norway to Spain that was diverted because a live mouse was found in one of the passengers' meals. I want to hear from you, 0448 40 20 20. Send me a text or 1300 40 20 20. The worst thing that you have ever found on an airplane, let me know. I don't think I've found anything pretty bad, but I've seen people walking around barefoot on the flight, and that honestly is so rank because there's so many gross things that happen on a plane, and we all know that airplane cleaners don't have the time to give such a deep clean to a plane between flights, so you probably shouldn't be hanging around with your bare feet out. But yeah, that's for me. I want to hear from you. What is the worst thing you've ever seen on a plane? 0448 40 20 20. Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Hollywood smile. Earlwood style. Get the smile you love at Earlwood Dental Care. We take care of everything dental, from general dental care to Invisalign, braces, veneers and implants, including all on four. And we accept all health funds and afterpay. Smile with confidence wherever you are. Runway, school day or cafe. Station sponsor Earlwood Dental Care. Healthy teeth, happy smiles. Visit earlwooddentalcare.com.au to make an appointment.
Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans, dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor, Feed the Hungry.
In North Parramatta, we have a five-car crash with heavy delays eastbound on James Zeus Drive approaching Kissing Point Road. In Beacon Hill, it has a reduction burn that's got an eastbound lane closed on Warringa Road just past Beacon Hill Road. The M5 building quickly heading westbound through Moorbank approaching Moorbank Avenue. As your home is packed as peak hour traffic, safely store the things you love with Storage King. Visit storageking.com.au. The Kings of Storage, Moving and More. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Here's Carl Faze with the Daily Nudge.
Blaise Pascal is one of the great minds of human history. Born in France in 1623, he emerged as a teenager to be a genius in mathematics and geometry. After years of work, he perfected a calculating machine. Alongside of Pascal's brilliant intellect was an openness to the experience of God in his life. When he died, they found a worn, creased paper, and written in his own hand were these words: "From about 10:30 at night to about half after midnight, fire. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. Not God of the philosophers and the wise, the God of Jesus Christ, who can be known in the gospel. Security, feeling, peace, joy, tears of joy. Amen." A brilliant mind who did not know God in his head, but experienced God in his heart.
Carl Faze for dailynudge.org.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Tell me why everybody wants to fight. Oh,
Marcella Detroit here on Hope Drive. It is 4:30, time for the latest news headlines. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Sharma. Coles and Woolworths say they're committed to giving customers a fair deal as they face court action over alleged misleading practices on discounts. The ACCC is accusing the supermarket giants of significantly increasing the prices of hundreds of items shortly before placing them on sale, creating the illusion customers were saving money. The Greens' plan to force Australia's central bank to cut interest rates has been branded a crazy economic ultimatum and a threat to its independence. The minor party is blocking planned reforms of the Reserve Bank until it lowers interest rates. Finance Minister Katy Gallagher says this is a populist policy that would damage Australia's economy in the long run. The Health Minister says preparations are underway to ensure the health system can hold up when nurses strike. Staff will walk off the job for 24 hours starting tomorrow morning. Some patients booked for surgery will have their procedures rescheduled. A further $10 million in humanitarian aid will be given to two UN charities to support people in war-torn Gaza. The funding will target women and girls, including through the delivery of nutrition support and hygiene and dignity kits. The federal opposition leader has pledged to axe Australia's First Nations ambassador if it wins the next election. Peter Dutton says the role is a waste of money. We're again being urged to roll up our sleeves as demand for blood donations reaches a 12-year high. The Red Cross wants 100,000 Australians to sign up to give blood for the first time over the next year. In sport, Football Australia has officially announced Tony Popovich as Socceroos coach through to the 2026 World Cup. Sharma, I'll have more news at 5.
Thanks, Sarah. And when it comes to driving, one of the worst parts is definitely merging. A man in Singapore was struggling to merge, so much so that his wife took things into her own hands in the most unconventional way.
Hey, it's Laura on Undistracted this week. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison talks about breaking mental health taboos and combining faith with politics.
Information is moving so quickly and there's a lot at stake on every decision. So I'd get good advice. I'd listen carefully. I'd do all of these things, but I just found that God gave me a sense of peace in these moments where it was like the ball was moving slowly, even though that it was actually coming at me very fast. I found that a real blessing in what was a very challenging time.
Listen in full wherever you get your podcasts and find Undistracted with Laura Bennett on our website, hope1032.com.au.
I'm Dave from Living Hope Funerals. We're a Christian funeral service with a difference. Our desire is to honour God and celebrate life. As a profit-for-purpose business, we exist to serve people, support churches, and fund ministry. Our caring team are here to support the bereaved and bring hope to the living through Jesus, our living hope.
Celebrate a life well-lived with station sponsor, Living Hope Funerals. Search livinghopefunerals.com.au.
Hope Drive.
Thanks to station sponsor Solar Heart Sydney. Book your obligation-free in-home appointment with the most trusted name in solar. Visit solarheartsydney.com.au.
Hope 103.2.
One more time.
I'm just feeling celebration tonight. Celebrate, don't wait too late. No, we don't stop. You can't stop. We're gonna celebrate one more time. One more time. One more time. A celebration. You know we're gonna do it right tonight. Hey, just feeling. Music's got me feeling the need. Need. Yeah. Come on. All right. We're gonna celebrate one more time. Celebrate and dance so free. Music's got me feeling so free. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Yeah.
Hope 103.2.
Speaking hope into your lives.
I got a lot in my past, got a lot on my mind. There's a lot of things I want back. There's a lot of me I don't like. But I told just as I am to you. And I know just what you're gonna do. When I need grace, push me away. When all my bridges have been burned, you make another way. When everyone is leaving, I can see that you're the one who sticks around. Everything I'm needing, I can see it. You're still the one who's reaching out. When I need grace, not afraid to run. You don't hold back. You don't hold back. Not ashamed of the things I've done. You don't hold back. You don't hold back. Your love is not afraid to run. You don't hold back. You don't hold back. Not ashamed of the things I've done. I need grace.
Yeah.
When I need grace.
Never did party, never did party.
1032.
I'm really close tonight, and I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark, and I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go, I'll be there when you call. And whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch your slow turning pain, whenever I fall. I'll be waiting when you call. And whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch your slow turning pain, whenever I fall.
Feet, it's Cyril and Dean Lewis on Hope 103.2. And you know, sometimes driving can be a bit of a struggle for some people. I've noticed Sydney drivers especially. Interesting driving. But one of the major issues comes in the form of merging into traffic or changing lanes in general. And sometimes you think to yourself, I could use all the help that I can get to make it into a lane. But a word of warning, don't do what this woman has done in Singapore. So her husband was driving and trying to merge into a lane. And obviously, if there's no space, it's not on the other driver to give you space. Like, you have to merge like a zip, make it in, or just don't. If you're right next to each other, you can't be trying to get in. But he was struggling, so she decided to hop out of her car, jump in front of the other car to stop him, as in like make a human barrier so that her husband would have space to merge in. It's such a bad idea. Oh my goodness. Yes, eventually her husband was able to make it in because obviously the other car couldn't run her over. But how dangerous is that? Like, what if they didn't care, you know? And why are you trying to merge if you can't merge? Like, don't cut into traffic, firstly. And secondly, just be patient. Be a little bit patient.
Hope 103.2. Out and about with you. Wherever you are.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only 4 villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected 3-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Are you caring for someone living with dementia?
Hop in the shower.
I've already had one.
No, you haven't.
If you're caring for someone living with dementia, it can be hard seeing changes in their day-to-day behaviour. At Dementia Support Australia, our consultants are here to help anytime, day or night, anywhere in Australia. Call our free service on 1800 699 799 or visit dementia.com.au. Dementia
can affect us all.
Sydney's Hope.
103.2.
When you're close to tears, remember someday it'll all be over. One day we're gonna get so high. Though it's darker than December, what's ahead is a different color. One day we're gonna get so high. And at the end of the day, we made it through, and that at the end of the day, remember the way we stayed so close to the end. We remember it was me and you, 'cause we are gonna be forever, you and me. You will always be flying high in the sky of love.
Another night slowly closes in, and I feel so lonely. Touching you, freezing on my skin, I pretend you still hold me. I'm going crazy, I'm losing sleep. I'm empty, fighting way too deep over you. I can't believe you're gone. You were the first to be the last. Wherever you go, I'll be with you.
Main goes dance, you know she dances while his father plays. 32 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. The share price for supermarket giants has taken a hit after the consumer watchdog accused them of misleading customers on discounts. Josh Bryant reports.
The ACCC alleges Coles and Woolworths misled customers about the discounts offered on hundreds of products through their prices dropped and down savings deals. The supermarket giants are each facing action in the federal court, accused of significantly increasing the prices of items for a short time before placing them on sale, creating an illusory saving for customers. In some cases, the sale price was the same or higher than what the products had been sold for 6 to 12 months prior. Coles says the allegations relate to a period of significant cost inflation and that it takes compliance with consumer law extremely seriously. Woolworths says it will review the claims and continue to work with the ACCC.
A Western Sydney man has been sentenced for helping a 14-year-old killer escape from police after a deadly fight between gangs at the Royal Easter Show. Tiffany Genders reports.
17-year-old Yuati Felatolu was knifed during a brawl with up to eight of his rivals while on a break from his shift at the 2022 Royal Easter Show. Lamona Latu was originally accused of murder and spent 21 months behind bars before his charges were downgraded. He pleaded guilty to hindering the investigation, helping the 14-year-old killer escape from police. Today, Latu avoided more jail time, ordered to undergo 18 months of treatment in the community. The court hearing, he's disgusted by what he's done.
The New South Wales Premier says the government is prepared to go to arbitration in their pay dispute with the nurses' union. Nurses plan to walk off the job for 24 hours tomorrow, demanding a 15% pay rise. The Industrial Relations Commission has recommended nurses receive an interim 3% pay increase as negotiations continue. Chris Minns has told the ABC the state government has already met several demands, including the scrapping of the wage cap and introducing safe staffing levels.
And if we can't come to an agreement, we will accept the judgment of the independent industrial umpire. That's why we set up an independent industrial court in the state. The nurses